The Senate will take up a bill to fund the government later today, with the House to follow soon after. While unhappy with it, the president has hinted he will sign it, which would avert another government shutdown, so we'll be following that. And there's other big news out of Washington. The federal judge overseeing a trial of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort ruled that he lied to investigators, including about his contact with a Russian. That breaks his plea agreement and could result in a more severe sentence. We're joined now by NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
And give us some context here, because we know last summer Paul Manafort was convicted by a jury in Virginia of tax evasion, bank fraud, other crimes. This is separate. This was a plea deal he made with prosecutors in the Mueller investigation into Russia's involvement with the 2016 election. What was the agreement, and how did prosecutors say that he broke it?
Well, both trials. The trial in Virginia was prosecuted by folks from the Mueller team. Then there was the separate case in district court in Washington, D.C. Manafort pleaded guilty to two conspiracy charges on the eve of his trial there. That was back in September. Now, what the judge determined that Manafort ended up lying about, which ultimately blew up his plea deal, were three things. One, a payment to a law firm. She also determined that he made false statements relevant to another Justice Department investigation. And then, perhaps most importantly and interesting for us, he lied about interactions and communications that he had with a business associate by the name of Konstantin Kilimnik. Now, Kilimnik is someone that the FBI says has a relationship with Russian intelligence services, and what they discussed in a number of meetings, Kilimnik and Manafort did, was a peace plan for Ukraine, which is something that is very central for Russian foreign policy. And then two, Manafort also allegedly shared polling data with Kilimnik. We don't have a lot of details on that, but it's something that Judge Amy Berman Jackson here in D.C. determined was something of note, and that Manafort did intentionally lie about it.
Well, we understand that the two men reportedly talked about a proposal to, as you say, resolve the conflict in Ukraine, but also maybe give Moscow relief from the American sanctions?
Well, that's something that has been a key tenet of Russian foreign policy regarding the United States, is getting out from under those sanctions related to their work in Ukraine.
Yeah. What is going on here? Because there's a lot of speculation that lying, his behavior, might indicate that he's angling for a presidential pardon. Adam Schiff, the Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee, said he may have lied to further protect President Trump. Your thoughts?
Well, Schiff is the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Certainly, Schiff, politically speaking, would be more inclined to view this perhaps through that lens. There is reason to, well, certainly there have been discussions about a possible pardon. Rudy Giuliani said that it came up back when Manafort's trial in Virginia was going on. He has since said that the president agreed not to discuss pardons or look at pardons while the special counsel's investigation is still going on. But then in November, the president himself said, when asked by the New York Post whether he would consider a pardon for Paul Manafort, the president refused to take that question off the table, which means it continues to kind of hover over all discussions of Paul Manafort.
Yeah. Look, the Senate's going to vote today on the confirmation of William Barr to be attorney general. This would be his second time leading the Department of Justice. But how does that fit into this picture and the Mueller investigation?
Well, Barr's confirmation vote is supposed to take place in the within the hour. Now, Barr is someone that Democrats wanted to try to pin down and get to say that, yes, he would agree to release the final report that Mueller comes up with at the end of his investigation. Now, what Barr has said on the record is that he will not interfere in Mueller's investigation. The two men have known each other for years. Barr says that they are friends. But again, the question that remains is whether, well, what Barr will do with the final report that Mueller comes up with. He has said that he would like to make as much of it public as he can, but he has not provided that ultimate guarantee, that promise that Democrats were looking for, which is that he will release the report in its entirety. So that is the question that hangs over Barr as he most likely will win confirmation.
And Ryan, we only have a few seconds here. Sorry to do this to you, but Manafort, by all accounts, looked like heck in court. What kind of time might he be facing?
Well, it's not entirely clear. He needs to be sentenced in Virginia. He could face around 10 years there. And then in the D.C. case, it's up to the judge what to do.
NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas, thank you.
Thank you.